And each time that it builds, this power of love builds a little more. It always leaves a little of itself behind for you, you know? It never completely leaves you. So that you are not left with nothing. You are left with a legacy and a gift from oneness to give you the power and the strength to get on with your life. Whatever that is happening upon your life. So there are many things to learn, many things to know. And anything at all that changes your mind from being one way into another way, any substance that does this thing is not good for you. Sometimes people take the strong drink that makes their head swim because they find it exciting. And for some it is an enjoyable pastime. And they say, it's not hurting I'm only doing a little bit of this exciting thing. I will only do a little bit. And while you are growing and learning in your life, you live with this illusion, because it is an illusion. It is not until you grow up, and I don't mean grow up in years, when your soul grows up and recognizes the futility of this and the wastage of your earth time, your earth life, when you can be applying all that energy to something else. You don't have to do as others do in order to be a friend, a companion, a mentor. You be the leader, not the follower. Show the way by demonstrating your light, your power of light and strength. Very soon, those that are ready will cease to do the things and follow you instead, follow your example. Because they will cease to want to be that other way anymore and see how well you are, and so will know how well they can be. Do you understand? Be the example. Be the living, breathing, walking example of light. Be the reincarnation of oneness on the earth, which is what you are. That is what you come to do. You are all, in your own way, Jesus. You all have that spark of oneness inside of you. You all follow the path of the Christos down through your earth life, down through the ages. The land on which you walk, the peoples of this land, all the land itself follows the path of the Christos, the cycle, the passage of time, and what it represents.
Sanjay, can I ask another question? I had a really quite lovely experience about a little over a week ago. I was up north, and I've just gone through these glowworm caves, and I was coming up, I'm walking down the top of this bush where there's lovely big rock formations and native trees, and there was this little fantail that came really close, like it was within a metre, and this fantail sort of stopped still, well, as still as a fantail can ever sort of stop, but stayed in one location for a short time and sung a little while, and I felt this was a really great gift, but I wasn't aware enough of what this was actually meaning. Can you assist me in this?
This little creature is very special in this land because it brings the spirit of welcoming, it carries the spirit of others along with it to speak. It speaks for the ancestors of the land, you know?
Yeah.
It is as though it is the mouthpiece for the ancestors of the land and comes to say, welcome, welcome. Just as the peoples of the land in another place of living, those that wear the feathers in their hair, they are, well, many peoples wear feathers in their hair, do they not? However, the ones I'm speaking about have got red skin or brown skin. These peoples have for themselves the eagle that flies to the heavens to take the message to oneness, and have the hawk that comes back. In this land, there is this little bird, this little one, that comes from the spirits to bring a word to the people, to the living. You know?
Yeah.
It is as though it is a voice between the two worlds, this little bird. Do you understand? Do you know this thing?
Mm.
Sanji, one of a little fan house where I'm staying at the moment, attempting to get in the window was a time. Does that mean the same thing?
No. That is because the spirit of those that are in the house, there is someone in their family that is going to soon pass into spirit or is very close to it. And that is the reason that this little bird is coming to say that this soul is getting ready to pass into spirit. They haven't passed yet. They have not passed into spirit yet.
And if they fly inside the house, because
the spirit will leave the body of the one that is going to leave the land.
Is this for any bird or...?
No, just for this little one.
So it's in the house that I'm actually looking after.
So it is to do with the family of that house.
So in this in New Zealand, what is the one that the bird that has the job of like the eagle over in America?
Moment, please. What was this?
What is the bird that relates to? You're saying that the fantail relates to like the hawk, which brings the message. And what is the bird that relates to, like, the eagle, which takes the message out?
In this land?
In this land.
Ah. Well, there used to be eagle here also, you know.
All right. Yes, I remember.
It's now gone.
Yeah.
Oh, greetings to you, little one. Okay. So, well, the eagle has gone. You have the hawk now. What you have in this land now for taking the messages, you have not something that flies so high in the sky anymore. Not quite to the same height as this creature used to fly. However, you do have a creature that comes, and it is the creature of the night that flies at night.
The hawk?
That is right. And it is the creature of night, the creature of the moon. And as a creature of the moon, it flies not to the father, it flies to the mother. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, because the moon is female.
That is right. So this creature from this land has not got a spirit bird to fly to the father. It has a spirit bird to fly to the mother.
So how does that make that different now?
It means that the mother energy is very powerful in this land. It It is not by accident that Sonji have come to this land, you know. It is because the mother energy is very powerful here that this has come to pass.
Sonji, can I ask you, the blackbird and the speckled bird that are often around me, who are they? What are they?
You must ask them for yourself, child.
I have, but I can't hear them.
Oh, then you are going to have to learn to be patient. Don't make assumptions, don't jump to conclusions. Wait, and you will be shown.
Can you tell me something about reincarnation? When is it decided you've learnt enough lessons? You hear people say, well, this is my last time I'm going to hear.
140,000 lives.
What?
Number one. 140,000 lives.
It's a lot of lives, isn't it?
Not really. Not when you begin way back at the beginning of Earth time, and perhaps before that on another planet. It is not so very long.
An eternity, isn't it? Not much, is it?
140,000 lives is only very small. Very quick.
Why haven't you been to that?
Well, then you don't have to come back unless oneness says to you, you're going to volunteer now for this next life. And then oneness will volunteer you to come and do life. And of course, when you come to do this life, you have to be like the one that pretends on the moving pictures to have a life exactly like everybody else's, with all the ups and downs and all the ins and outs and all the pains and everything else. So you have all these different things happening upon your life, and you have to live them and pretend that you are living them with everybody else. You feel them, you experience them all the time. You have it as part of your life. The difference is, you know, down in your soul, you know. However, there are not many peoples of the earth that are in this way of being. So don't imagine that you are this person at the moment, because you are not. I tell you now, you are not. You have come to live life, to learn your karma, to learn your forgiveness. When you are like this, you will not have anger inside of you. Not real anger. Not a violent anger that makes you bang things and crash things and swipe things away. Not anger that makes you stamp into fits.
Dangerous.
That is right. How is your Earth time? Two more things to do.
You've probably got about 20 minutes.
Oh, not long enough. Very well. He's going to do this very swiftly. He's pleased to have the child of music. The first thing to do, close your eyes, take a deep breath inside, and with this, to listen to the soundings, and to go on a little journey, just a short journey, very short, and ask your people in spirit to show you something from another lifetime that you have lived that will be helpful for you in this lifetime. And when the music stops, I want you to say thank you, finish what you're doing, and take a deep breath, bring yourself back into your bodies, and then you are going to have a piece of your scribings and the colors and make a drawing of it. That is what's going to happen. Close your eyes, take a deep breath. I have this, I play with this, see? You sit on there and mind your manners. Close your eyes, breathe, make the soundings a little louder, please. Something from a past life that you can find useful for yourself in this life.
Sorry,
steer it going. Just roll down and see it. Now remember to take, finish what you're doing, take a deep breath inside of you. And draw a picture of whatever you felt. Lots of things. You can sit down here if you want to sit down.
This is the
I'm such a good girl.
I'm going to join you. Let's draw a feeling. I can't draw well. Put a piece of pen on paper is drawing. If it's drawing, it's, would that be a line that's drawing, isn't it? So you know how to draw.
Yeah.
And you hold the pen in the fat hand and you put it on the paper and move it.
Beautiful things, the happy things, joyful things, the things where you are going to be helping other people, may help. This is your drawing. Nobody else is going to have it. You will be able to take it from this place to your place of living and have it for yourself to remind you of what you need to know for this life that is going to help you for this life. Things that will help you. Know that the talking of the life before life, the learning about reincarnation is always a painful part of the journey of the soul to come towards knowledge. It brings up all things from inside your memories and releases them into the light. Healed, you know. So never attempt to block them down or shut them away. Let them come up. Let them show themselves so the light can bring healing to them and the pains inside you. Let the strength and the knowledge of your ancestors from your veins, give you the power and the strength to fight. face all these things. These beautiful drawings of yours, so you are going to need to write on the backs of them your emotions and your feelings, to talk to yourself about them. You don't have to share them with anybody. They are yours, they are sacrosanct. In the event you would like to share them, that is different. That is your decision. Something that you elect to do for yourself. However, be assured you can keep them for your own self. And nobody else has to know what it means to you and what it is an expression of. That one part of your picture holds an image, a symbol of your connection to oneness. Ensure that whatever you put on your page, that you have that symbol there to remind you your connection to oneness, that you are a child of the universe and loved very dearly by the oneness energy. No matter what you have elected to do for this life, you are loved. So little like that poor soul in the first song that you listened to, remember that no matter how bad the pain is for you, that you are loved by oneness. Use it as a lifeline for yourself. Let its light shine on you and bring healing to your soul. Snake, would you let us know how you are for Earth time?
As soon as I find it. Bye. Yeah, 5 minutes.
This next song, this next soundings, I want you to stop this music. Let this one finish and then I want you to make it soft. Don't switch it off altogether, because you're going to need another soundings on this from the child of music. Let this play first. and to complete your drawings. You can write on the back if you haven't, you can write on it later on. Time to put everything away so it is tidy. Things away because you're going to need lots of space. No? Lots of room. Can you guess what for?
Jumping.
Celebration.
Celebration
of life. Of this life. And before you do this celebration of this life, to set yourselves free. One last thing to do before you close your time together. So sitting up straight with your back straight and your eyes closed and taking a deep breath of life. Breathing deeply down inside of you. What is the thing of this life that most requires you to forgive it? The thing that comes immediately to mind, first thing that comes into your mind. Breathe deeply down inside yourself. Take a deep breath. And get ready. Hold this thing gently in your mind. And ask the beings of light to gather around you and come close. Your doorkeeper and your guardian that are with you in your own special tomb, your own special place of imprisonment where this thing needs forgiveness. And as these beings of light present themselves to you like angels from above, to wrap you around in light and warmth, to be with you and enfold you in their love as you say from your heart to whatever it is and whatever and whoever it was, thank you for all that you have taught I. Thank you from my heart, from my soul. I have learned much from the experience. And as you do this, breathe deep inside of you and allow the light of oneness to come into you now, to break down the prison bars around you, to burst them asunder and set you free. And do not be deeply concerned if you don't feel it right at this minute, because you will feel it. It will come to you. You will find it. You have only to allow it to be. And And I'm going to go in a moment. And when I go, before I go, I'm going to get you dancing. And as before, I'm going to dance with you. And in pathway, I'm going to leave you. You understand? So as you're breathing now, I'm going to say unto you that at this time of your Earth celebration, celebrate for yourselves in 3 days to come your resurrection from your prison. Celebrate it with love, with understanding, and with grateful thanks to Oneness and to Jesus for showing the way, showing you how to do it. And every time you come to this celebration, it is a reminder to you to learn and practice how to do this thing and how to teach others to do this thing, to set themselves free. And I'm going to leave you now with the blessing of Jesus to be with you in your life, to guide you, to show you the path, to light it for you, so that your steps may be forever light. So be it. Now you're going to come together. You're going to need the last soundings of the Child of Music. And everybody is going to join in, including Little Snake. Are you not?
Yes, I do.
Everybody to join in. Lots of sounding.
Ha ha ha!
question.